welcome back to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. My name is Joe, and I'm the GM for this misguided and misfitted adventure. I'm accompanied by my four friends. Nathan.
Hey.
Chris.
Hey, I'm Zach.
Elmer.
Hey, I'm Chris.
Marcus.
Hello.
So, Zach's not here. Zach is off having a life. We're five people that have lives, so sometimes schedules get crazy. But Zach will be back, don't worry, unless you guys don't want him back. Then just tweet at us and we'll make sure it doesn't happen.
We'll put up a Twitter poll after this.
Fucking first tweet at is like, yeah, don't bring Zach to life. our first like fucking tweet at is just like, hey, don't bring that guy back.
I'm gonna make some alternate
Twitter. Make a fucking burner account.
So that's where we are. Last week, you guys went into this hermitage, cleared out. Oh, not last week. You've done this for a while now. You cleared out another fight. You went downstairs, even though you were told explicitly not to. You held someone hostage. Go ahead.
I mean, the villain told us not to. So it's like, we're not supposed to. I mean, if the mayor told us not to, I would have like maybe like trusted that. But if the villain told us not to, like, we're going to check it out.
You would have went down there if the mayor said not to.
And you basically told us to. So
I did not.
You heavily hinted at it.
I gave you options.
Nate, put the clip right here of him hinting at it.
All right, I will.
Yeah, in post.
So you guys held someone captive, not very well, as you didn't take away his weapon. And thus he got to attack Naz for free and critted him. You guys healed up, dealt with.
Our bad.
Yeah. Take notes on maybe taking weapons from people from now on. You guys went downstairs, saw that it's a bunch of Crips, not gang member. What? Just the ones that you.
What did you do? Bunch of Crips.
Bunch of Crips out here.
Remember that Halloween, Elmer, last Halloween, we were in Vacaville and we were there and some little white boy, when he was dressed up, he's like, I'm a gangster. Remember that?
No, he said, I'm a thug. That's what he said.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he said, I'm a thug. And I was like, what?
Yeah, he must have been like 7 years old.
Let Tanner thug it out.
Let Brayden do it, man.
Fucking Balaki out here wildin'.
Vacaville is wild.
Man, good callback. I completely forgot about that.
You were that time of the year.
Anyways, you guys went downstairs, saw some dead people, said, I don't want to be down here. Went back upstairs. Door's locked. You kicked open the door even though someone told you don't do it. And now we're going to fight because there's a Vermlecht right in front of you, Anna Carmen. And, creepy-looking woman in the back. So let's roll initiative.
I don't like how Joe is just, like, saying, like, we're making all the wrong decisions here. He's like, hey, you guys open the door, even though they told you not to. It's like, there's no wrong decisions here, okay?
No, there's not.
Yeah.
There's just... You're implying.
Joe, what's your tone?
My tone has stayed calm and steady this whole time.
Steadily patronizing.
Chris, I think of Vermlock is that I'm not going to be for sure.
That one.
But those worms that we fought before.
The Resident Evil 4 worms.
Oh, thank you.
Our good luck charm is gone.
Oh, 19 plus 6.
Not in a
25.
It's a 5 for Fidget.
It's a nat 20. 26 total for Grimlock.
You guys really went to two different sides of the spectrum here.
That's fine. You know why? I would prefer to be in the back.
Yeah. You know why? Because we're going to pinch them. This is how we surround them.
All right. So, Grimlock, you are up first. Anna Carmen just kicked down this door. You can see around her, kind of, that there's a creepy worm thing again that's about to go and attack her. And you definitely heard the arguing, since you also... Didn't you try to axe the door down?
I'm almost positive he's right next to me, because he was... like axing it, right?
Yeah,
he was.
She took a turn on the door, busted it open because I weakened it heavily, the infrastructure, right?
Oh, shit. Snowflake.
Oh my god.
Snowflake. Sorry, listeners, I lost Snowflake, but Snowflake was hiding underneath Grimlock's icon.
That's a thick dwarf.
When you sit on your friend's pet. Whoops.
Oh, boy.
So, I'm confused. The door, past the doors, which is, like, pretty much open. There's two enemies.
Yes.
But we also heard stuff behind us, like, all the way down the stairs.
Yes, we're trying to get out. Yes. I want to get out. I don't know about okay. we, but I want to get out.
So, can I move through Anna Carmen and through the door?
Yes, you may. You could go right there.
I'm going to charge through.
Not actually charging.
Oh. Is that a technical term?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a pay-to-win term, Chris. That's what it is.
You have to give me $3 and a hero point.
How much VC is that? So I moved, and I'm going to just get a little room so Anna Carmen can come out too. And I am going to, you know what I got to do? Got to rev up the axe.
Oh, I thought you were going to trip it.
Yeah, I'm like, are you going to trip a worm?
So is that what's in front of me, this worm thing?
Yeah,
okay.
The Resident Evil worm thing. It's not coming out of a body, it's just by itself.
But it will be. It'll be coming out that lady's body.
28 for the craft check. Turned on my weapon, and then I'm going to strike it.
Alright.
Oh, Nat.
Oh!
27 total.
Holy shit.
Nat 20!
That's a critical hit.
Do I just read the critical damage?
Is that 16?
It's 16 plus the 13.
Oh, damn. Plus is 4 it? For the, ooh. Because I revved up my weapon. Plus my modifier.
So you did 33 points of damage.
Well, man, my God.
In one hit.
Wow.
Dead.
It hurt. Come on. It hurt it. It's definitely bloodied, but it's up.
Wow.
Finish it off, Anna Carmen. Grimlock. Grimlock coming back with a vengeance this fucking time. I didn't tell you, Grimlock
definitely hates the dead.
So you moved. So you
got to get out of there.
So you moved, you revved, and then you attacked. That was all your moves?
Yep.
Okay, so then I'm going to move. And then draw my weapon, and then attack. 14 plus 9.
That's a hit.
Oh, yeah, baby. 23. Awesome. Is that a crit?
That is not a crit.
Why are you playing me, Joe? All right. 1d6. Ooh, 3 plus 2. 5 points of piercing damage.
All right. Did you poke this guy with your rapier?
How is it not dead?
Because it's... a mighty beast.
It's a worm.
It's a mighty worm. And it's the worm's turn. The worm is going to strike out at the dwarf who just lit it up. So it's going to try to bite you, Grimlock. That is a 24.
That hits.
Got a plus 12? Jesus.
Yeah. I'm not sure that's right.
There we go.
Just making sure. Yep, plus 12. Okay.
What?
So 24 hits, so that does... Okay. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's 6 points of damage as it bites into you. It's going to try to bite you again.
It's 2d8 for a fucking bite attack?
That is a 12 plus 7.
19. 19 doesn't hit, right? Right, Chris?
No, it ties it.
Damn it.
That's better.
So that's Jesus.
That's 16 points of damage.
Okay. Okay.
And jump. Then it's going to try to bite Anna Carmen with its last attack. Oh, hold on.
No.
18?
No. And I didn't even have to do the thing. My AC is 20.
Remember, you got to tell me before I tell you, I think.
Yeah, and I was confident.
I'll slow down.
I was confident.
That's fair. All right, yeah, that it's its turn. It's the person in the back who sounded like, I don't know, high-pitched something. She's going to cast a spell. She is going to cast Flaming Sphere.
Oh.
She calls down from the... from the abyss, and she is going to summon a sphere that's going to land right on top of you, Grimlock. So I need you to roll a reflex save.
Is your beard flammable, Chris?
Actually, it's going to go on top of Anna Carmen.
Why? What the fuck?
Because now it blocks the hallway.
Because my beard's flammable.
Okay, what's this attack? What's this attack radius for it?
Huh?
Okay, what's this attack radius for it? Surely the worm gets burned. Five feet?
Yep, it's a 5-foot sphere of flames that pops up and sticks right there. So you're gonna have to do a reflex save.
Okay, whatever. Let's see here.
Flame sphere! They're like Pokemon, they have to save them. Oh, shit.
Yeah, 19 plus 11.
That's really good.
Yeah, so 30.
Okay. You take zero damage as you
jump
over the flame sphere.
Oh, yeah, baby. Jump over it and land behind the worm.
If only.
All right, fine.
But I like it. I like it. with her last thing, she's going to... do nothing. That's her turn. She doesn't have any.
So she's just passing or holding? Well, she can't hold. Wait, can't she?
No, she just doesn't have any one action things for her to do.
Cool.
That is her turn.
Loser!
Snap, it's your turn. Oh, Snap, before anything, can you give me a perception throw?
All right. Yes. 23.
You don't have that smell of Naz near you. And you look behind you, and you swear he was right there. But the first hint was definitely the smoker smell wasn't there anymore.
Okay. I think I will still fight with these. It's kind of an awkward position. But Snowflake will just go... Well, can I, like, go diagonal through both of them?
How much movement speed do you have? Oh, Snowflake has...
Yeah, it has 45. So.
You can... The thing is, you can't go past an enemy. You'd have to do an action to tumble through them. So...
But can't he just go from Anna Carmen to Grimlock?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that he could do. Yes.
Yeah, that. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Snowflake will do that. Go here.
Coming and through!
And then attack the same thing that they've been attacking. 11 plus... So 19?
19 hits.
All right, and then... Oh, no, not 19. 17.
17 still hits.
Okay, and then 1d8. 9 points of damage.
Ow. Takes a big chunk out of it.
And then Snowflake will back up to there. And then... 10... Well, I don't even know if I can... I guess if I stand right behind Carmen, then I could, like, fight through her, right? Or around her? Or with the sling?
Yeah, you could shoot the sling from there.
Okay. So I'll do that. Nat 20.
Alright, you critically hit this. You critically hit the worm.
And then... What is the sling? 1d6.
Get shit on!
7.
You kill the worm with the rock.
Let's go.
You hear in the back, no, my creation! And that's your turn, right?
Yeah, it's my turn.
Fidget, you're up. And since Naz was right next to you, you know that he's not there anymore.
Fidget is going to do the only thing that comes to her mind. And seeing as all of them rushed up the stairs, she didn't look for Naz. Having him disappear on her is like, even though, like, she might not, like, necessarily like Naz, she doesn't want anyone of this party to die.
It's the first time you've admitted that.
Huh?
First time you've admitted you don't like Naz. Carry on.
I think episode one I've said it. Episode one, I expressed my distaste for Naz. So I'll look down the stairs. Does she see anything down the stairs? She has low light vision, so she can still see if there's, like, a source of light or something like that.
You see a pack of cigarettes.
Okay. She'll take them and...
Light it up?
No. No. She's very careful about what she puts in her body.
They're oddly soggy.
She'll hold back a gag before pocketing them. Make sure not to put them in the same pocket that Bartholomew's in. And then I guess she will just move up the stairs. Because there's nothing else you can do. So I can get... So one action is here. I can't see her, can I?
No, there's too much in front of you.
And I'm down the stairs.
You're down the stairs. Yeah, you're short already. You see fire.
Oh, do I have to move through the fire?
You would, but you're not gonna. It's not gonna hurt you. It has its effects on its turn.
Bidget will rush through her companions and go right here next to the girl, next to the lady.
Did Fidget close her eyes and just rush through?
Yep. Rush through. Shit. And then she ran, and then was ran right here when she's right next to this lady. She opened her eyes and seeing the lady for the first time, she lets out a surprised. And then she's just going to. She's just going to strike out with her dagger.
All right.
She's going to strike out with the dagger because there's a lot of hostility right now. She got surprised. She's throwing things out. That's going to be a 20.
You got a plus 8 20. on your dagger? Nice.
Yeah.
That's going to hit.
Poker!
That's going to be 3 points of damage.
Nice. Wait. You have a minus 1?
Yeah, minus 1 is strength.
Is it strength or is it dex? Because it's a dagger.
It's dex for the to hit, but for the actual damage bonus, no idea.
Is it dex?
I don't know.
Dagger's finesse.
Oh, fuck. Okay, never mind. That's gonna be a fucking 7.
Oh shit! You shaked her.
Beautiful.
Yeah, my dagger.
New rogue.
Can I change that?
Grimlock, it's your turn after you just saw Fidget run up and stab someone.
Grimlock was mildly impressed.
Who are you?
Okay. Is that what you said, Derek?
Yeah.
Okay. So I move up one, and I'm going to go for the patented.
Paddington?
I'm going to go for the trip. 16 plus 5. 21.
You tripper. Hey.
Nay.
Where's the tripper?
Damage is still strength.
What was that?
The damage and strength.
Yeah.
No, for
you tripped her.
I tripped her and I swing my axe. 23 total.
Yeah, no. Elmer's right.
Okay, that's 8 points of damage.
Right, plus Joe.
My plus 4. So 12 points of damage.
My god, when did you start hurting?
He's just finally living up to his potential.
Joe.
Yes, Nathan.
Joe, it's only 3 points of damage for Fidget. The dex only applies to the attack roll, not the damage roll.
Oh, okay. You still fucked her up.
Grimlock's no longer.
Not really.
Slightly impressed.
Alright, so that's your turn. Anna Carmen, you're on top of a flaming sphere.
I'm on top of it?
Yeah, like it's underneath your legs. You've like done, I don't know. Actually, a 5-foot square is pretty big. You're just on the other side of the 5-foot square.
Yeah, 5 feet is about as tall as... It's tall.
I'm going to make those misfits for the best kind of analogies.
Okay, so do I have to make a check to move out of it?
No, you do not.
Sick. Okay, so I move out of it, and I'm going to do an intimidation check on this lady. And try to demoralize her. I say, you are nothing, you scum. Your parents are disappointed in you.
You need a new line.
I don't know what to say. Oh, baby.
Does he? Seems like
it fucking work, Joe. Nat 20.
Tears start to fall down her face.
Yeah, exactly. She just looks sad. So sad.
Her parents really were disappointed.
Yeah. You hit something.
Okay. Now I'm gonna attack. Man.
All those years of therapy. Wasted.
Boom! Roll the 5. Plus 9. 14. With the lowered stats, does that doesn't do nothing?
God,
does. She's on her back.
She's flat-footed. Ooh. And she's whatever it is.
Ooh.
That hits.
Sick. Is that stack, being flat-footed and prone?
I believe so. No, flat-footed is because of prone. It's the minus 1 because she frightened her. or whatever. Yeah.
Thick. Okay. But because I did that, I gain a panache point, and now I have my precise strike feat enabled. So I do an additional plus two damage. Oh shit, I rolled it to 20. Whoops. Okay. 4 plus 2 plus another 2. 8. 8 points of piercing damage.
Alright. The patent trip and everyone stab him. It's working.
Boom.
Is that your turn?
Yeah, that's all I can do.
Snap. It's not your turn. Sorry. It's her turn. She's in a really bad spot. She's been tripped. She's been stabbed twice and hit with an axe once. And her back's against the wall.
And she's crying.
And she's crying.
And she's crying.
And she's unraveling mentally.
Oh, man.
She's little.
She's having a bad day.
She's having a real bad day. Oh, man. All right. First thing is she's going to move her sphere.
She could do that?
Yes.
Is that spell a concentration spell then? Since it's still on the field? Did she have to make a check taking all these hits and stuff to make sure it was still on there?
That's a great question.
Great question, Elmer.
Elmer, look at you. She's sustaining the spell. I don't believe so. No.
Whack.
Yes, I'm not saying anything like that. Feel free to correct me.
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
She's going to move the flame back on top of Grimlock for hitting her and tripping her. So Grimlock, give me a reflex save.
Ooh, nat 20, 26 total.
Take no damage.
Ooh.
And then she's going to put her hand out and reach out to Fidget's ankle. Give me a fortitude save.
Gotta reach real low for those ankles.
She's on the ground.
No, she ain't on the ground, shit. Reflex, you said? Or no, fortitude?
Fortitude.
Her ankles are pretty much at the same height.
No. That's looking pretty okay so far. That's going to be a 22.
Okay. So she reaches out to you, and you feel like a little pinch on your ankle, and you take 2 points of damage.
Oh.
And that's her turn.
She's like, what was that?
She put her keys. She put her keys in between her fingers.
it was like a stinging sensation that came from her palm as it reached into your ankle, but that was it.
Probably was spider sting, yes, or something like that.
Snap! Now it's your turn.
So she didn't even get up. She just
stayed on the ground and. She just stayed on the ground and just casually reached out towards Fidget's leg.
Yep.
I think Snap thinks that they got it. They're killing this woman that's on the ground. Doesn't seem. So Snap will go as far down as Snap can go in one turn. And then end my turn.
Okay. That's Snap's turn. Fidget, you were just stung.
On the ground. I'm right there. I got stung.
Stomp her out.
Does she look badly hurt?
She looks pretty beat up. She's crying. She's bleeding. There's a puddle coming from her.
She still managed to laugh, though, when she touched Fidget.
It's the only way she feels.
She's going to stab. She'll strike. So her first action, it's probably going to miss. It's a 13, I believe. Yeah, it's a 13. It's a good miss, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. You gotta, Nate, just fucking point blank color spray. Just do it.
Nah, I can't do that. My reserves are pretty low. God, I'm saving them for something big. All right, so first action, stab, strike. Then she'll say, you should surrender. This isn't gonna end pretty for you. And I'll do another strike.
You should surrender. Let me stab you.
Well, I'm like stabbing, but like I'm probably I know I'm missing. So like I'm just trying to like scare her at this point. If I do hit her, I'm not gonna like feel bad about it. But I'm just scaring her.
Part of me feels like that was more for Fidget than it was for the lady. Like Fidget's just trying to pump herself up.
Yeah. And with that, when for my last action, I will try to demoralize her.
Oh, nice.
She already is demoralized.
I'm telling her to surrender. Okay. I'm just gonna just say things aren't looking so great for you. So I think you should just stop it. You should just surrender to us right now and answer some questions. Then maybe we can see what we can do for you.
And just tell her parents don't like her.
Your parents think you're okay. But that's what I get for rolling a two.
Yeah. She does not listen to you.
Yeah. All right. That's my turn then.
Grimlock.
She's like, they don't think I'm okay. They hate me.
Patronizing bastard.
She's dressed just like, I mean, everyone else.
Yeah.
She's a member of the Hermitage. So the last prisoner we captured didn't work out well. So Grimlock's going to go straight for the throat. Bring out the great axe. Hold a 22 total.
That hits.
That's a 12 plus 4 points of damage. 16 points of damage.
Ooh.
All right, she's on death's door.
Died
to death.
She's still like, you know, she's still in their fighting stance. Is she like just?
She's on the ground.
She's been on the ground for like two rounds. <Field position now. laughs>
Okay, field position that helps. I mean, I guess I'll just keep on hitting that 20 total, Joe. It's after the minus 5.
You kill her. Okay. You kill the crying, laughing lady on the ground. Oh, man.
Don't try to paint this as a bad thing. These people, they try to trap us in the crypt. They're trying to kill us. So I had to do what I had to do.
No, you're right. They're trying to kill you. She was obviously a psychopath who was laughing. So there's that. Yeah. The combat's over. You fidget and Snap know what's up. Grimlock and Anna Carmage not.
Yeah, I ask, where's the other one? Where's he at?
Well, when the fighting broke out, he wasn't with me or Snap anymore, and all I found were these. And she pulls out the cigarettes.
Whoa.
I mean, I even looked down the hall, back down the stairs, and I didn't see him, so... He just really, like, just out of thin air, just vanished. So I'm not sure where he is or what happened to him.
Can't be good. He would never leave those.
I mean, I'm sure he's fine. He's pretty capable. I mean, if I can say anything nice about him, he's a good hider.
Yeah, he's a good coward, you know.
I'm just going to wait until... Okay, I guess I noticed Fidget. I mean, I know Snap's gone, so I'm just going to wait until... He comes back up.
Yeah, what do we do now?
I mean, I think we go through the big doors. And I'll start... Fidget will start, like, rummaging through the lady's pockets, too, just to see if she can find anything useful.
Yes! On her, she has her robe, the gray robe that they're all wearing. So nothing too fancy there. She has another trident, as they all do. She also has leather armor... and a wooden religious symbol of Gazra with the same demonic runes you've seen on everyone.
Okay.
And the worm is a worm.
I can pretty much say it's the same worm for that took over the brothers, right?
Oh, yeah. It's the same kind of demon.
Yeah.
Okay. Ugh. Worms.
Well, I mean, this just confirms more that, like, you know, that the Hermitage just got bad real fast.
Yep, they gotta go.
Yeah, so I guess our only option now is to just open these big doors and to leave this crypt open.
Just in case
Naz comes back.
Where's Snap? Where's Snap? Where did he go off to? And Snowflake.
I'm not sure.
Snap. Go ahead and make another perception throw as you've snuck down the crypt.
That one.
All right, it's quiet, it's musty, that's about it. I did make a mistake, though. So I said these crypts right here are fresh bodies. That's wrong. These crypts right here are of the oldest bodies. Yeah, Snap, you don't hear anything. You see what you guys have been seeing. But if you want to keep continuing, you can. And I'll give you a perception to later if you want to keep doing that. The other three, what are you guys doing?
Fidget will go down back down the stairs and call for Snap. Snap!
Do I hear?
Yeah, you hear.
What?
What are you doing? I thought we were done with down here. Are you gonna keep? You want to keep looking through it?
I'm looking for Naz.
Oh, I think Naz will be okay. Snap, he's capable for himself. I think we need to. I don't want to get trapped down here again. You know, if we keep going down, we might get trapped, locked in again by those people. Maybe we should clear out the cultists first, and then we can come back and look for Naz. He's probably safe. I mean, we didn't see anything down here.
Snap, underneath your feet, you see Naz's eye patch.
Hey, Fidget. Fidget.
Yes?
I didn't know he had eye patch.
I didn't know he had eye patch either.
Have you seen Snap?
Snap's...
He doesn't wear it. He just has it just
in case. He's down here in the crypt. He's looking for Naz. I'm trying to get him back up.
Yeah, tell him to forget Naz.
I don't know. That's kind of hard to do. I think Snap really looks up to Naz.
That's
kind of like a, you know... As a bad influence type, I don't know if that's really good for Snap. He's very encourageable.
I don't think anyone should look up to that little goblin.
I mean, maybe I agree, but like, you know, let's just focus on trying to get Naz back and then the Snap back, and then we can worry about Naz later. Edgy will come back here too. We'll come down here and like Snap. I think it's safer if we you know, stay in numbers. A lot of this place is still pretty unknown to us, so we should go back with Anna Carmen and Grimlock and really take care of the other things, and then we can come back down here and give the whole thing. I mean, it's Naz. I mean, it's Snap. It's Naz. He's probably just scrounging around for stuff, you know. He's fine. I don't think he's in any danger.
Why would I leave Naz? That doesn't make any like.
Well, why would Naz leave us?
I don't know. So I'm trying to find him. I don't get it. Y'all really think Fidget is gonna get Snap to go with her instead of Naz? Have we been paying attention to these characters?
I mean,
in this episode, in this series, I just want to use perception to see if I could tell if there's a better direction out of these three.
Lock.
A 16.
Grimlock. Grimlock.
There seems to be like droppings, like a shoe is to the right of you.
Grimlock, look, you've known Snap much longer than he's known me. So I think it's better if you go talk to him and try and convince him to come with us. He doesn't know Anna Carmen at all, and he's really attached to Naz. I think it's better if you try to convince him to stay with the group and not be on his own, because who knows what's down there. And, you know, and if Naz, I don't think anything bad happened to Naz. I think he just left. So maybe if you want to go talk to him about that.
Stop. All right. I'm going to see what I can do. I'm not really a people person, but you know.
I know, but I think he respects you in some kind of way. So maybe if you just talk to him.
Does Snowflake have good smell?
Yes.
Snowflake is like begging you to go down this hallway.
The one that we're already going down?
Yeah.
Begging?
How does a dinosaur beg, Joe?
It's like a dog when they lead on leash on the walk.
All right, stop right there. You hear around the corner.
You take it to Smiles. I don't want to take it to Smiles.
David?
That wasn't David.
David, how is this?
Naz? Is it a new voice, Joe?
You take it to Smiles. I'm not doing it.
I'll peek around the corner. All with right. The 26 in perception.
Give me a stealth roll, too. You have dark vision, right?
Yeah. 13. Stealth.
Alright, you look down and it opens up into a bigger room. But you also see three greenish beings huddled around. Skinnier, definitely skinnier type of people. But their teeth are long, their tongues are long. You can see their rib cage, their ears are perforated.
Okay.
They're whispering amongst themselves.
I don't see Naz.
You do not see Naz.
But he's clearly down this hallway.
Yeah. From what they're talking about. I mean, they said you take it, so...
Yeah.
You can put two and two together.
Do I see Anna Carmen behind me?
Yeah.
Hey! Longshank, come over here.
Wait, what? What? Come over to where? I can't really see that well.
They have Naz.
Who has Naz?
They do.
Who's they?
You hear them talking.
Well, I can barely see anything.
Hey, what's going on over here?
Nah, Anna Carmen's sword should still be a light. Should still
be glowing. Shit, they also they have a light over there, so you can see a.
Should I roll a stealth check to peek over the corner, Joe?
Yeah, you should.
Can you don't step on Snowflake, please?
8 plus 9. There we go. 17, baby.
It is stealthily enough. Maybe cool. Snap grabs the thing from showing the light.
Say, oh my goodness. What are those things?
I don't know, but they have them.
How do you know?
They said it.
They said his name?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we were wrong, Fidget. Maybe Naz isn't okay.
Of course you're wrong. Where's he gonna go?
He's always doing stuff.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what he does.
You know why Aku died?
He's trash.
It wasn't good. It was really salty.
What was that?
That sounds like Naz.
Are they eating Naz?
Naz?
Are they eating Naz?
Well, if he's in trouble, let's go.
How worried should we be?
If they were gonna eat him, you know he'd be salty.
Oh, I would. I've never thought about what he would taste like because that idea just repulses me. But
okay, guys, this might be a bad time, but I'm really hurt right now. I don't know if I could just go another combat.
Absolutely right. It is a terrible time.
I got another brilliant patented fidget plan for combat. Okay? Let me start. Let me be the bait again. You know, that's my favorite thing to do. I want all the attention on me. And this time I'm not gonna color spray them. I'm gonna blow them up.
Wait, what?
I feel something inside me. I feel something inside me. Like ever since I started fighting a lot, like I'm feeling stronger and like my magic is getting better. And I feel like I can blow them up.
Darling, are you sure you just don't have gas?
No. Looks like Grimlock blows up the outhouse.
Like we blew up the sawmill?
Yeah, I feel like I blew it up.
Someone blew up the sawmill.
Like when someone blew up the sawmill. Yeah, the mill, not the sawmill.
Grimlock, that was you?
No, what?
That was Fidget.
It was Naz. No,
okay.
Fidget was with me inside when it was
inside the mill. So blew up. You helped him? Okay, look, I'm just saying. I think I got a plan. Let me go first, and I'll blow them up.
You don't have to convince us. Just do it. Go. We'll be
okay.
No one's arguing with you. Just don't go up Naz.
Okay.
Just be careful. I guess.
We're also underground, so I don't know if this is a good idea.
Should we have a code word for you in case something goes wrong?
I blow them up.
What?
You know what this reminds me of? Is when like we would spend the night at people's houses when we were younger, and like the parents told us to go to bed, and we would try to stay up, and we'd whisper,
and the whisper would gradually just turn into normal talking.
We just turned into normal talking.
Yeah.
So you guys stopped hearing them.
No, where are their roles, Joe? Show me their roles. No, no, I want to blow them up. It's not fair. Fidget turns her head down the corner and doesn't see anything.
Go blow him up.
Snap,
what are you waiting for? Go blow him up.
Go blow him up.
Snap, I thought you said there are things there. Where'd they go?
Go find them and blow them up.
Fidget, did you get
cold feet? Gotta blow them up from the corner from here, but now they're gone. Where are they?
Fidget, did you get cold feet?
No, there's no one there.
Was it actually gas? I feel like it was actually gas.
Okay.
There's no one freaking there.
Fidget, we saw someone pee themselves today. You can't be too ashamed of just, you know, letting
guess. I'm gonna make a perception check.
Tell Fidget what her parents think of her.
I rolled a 17 for perception.
You see through the corner, like, one of the feet just, like, shuffling.
I mean, Fidget,
they're right there.
It's only one. Where'd the other two go?
Fidget, you could get closer.
Bill, I don't think they're falling for it.
If we could hear them, could they hear us, do you think?
Okay, yeah, we heard that very clearly.
All I want to hear is Fisher blow them up. That's all I want to hear.
Fisher, just blow them up. Shows what you got.
Blow them up like you blew up those people's house.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
She's gonna... She's gonna...
We know you're there, and we're here.
She's gonna poke her head around the corner.
They're just standing there, looking right at you.
Yeah, and then she's gonna see. And then she's gonna close her eye. She's gonna point her fingers. She's gonna point she's gonna take her two hands and like just put her thumbs to her palms and kind of connect her four fingers and then just like and then mutter her like incantations. And I've never said this, but her incantations just sound like really crazy backwards talking. Like they don't even sound like words.
You
something like that. Like we that's and her eyes glow green, and then she casts the spell Animated Assault. So, Joe, I'm going to draw this out for you. So, she'll put it like here. Yeah, because she can still see that. So, in a 10-foot burst, basically this whole room. Yeah, almost yeah, this room, whole room, Joe.
Snap might be in, yeah.
You mean Naz?
Naz, yeah.
It's fine. I said I'm going to blow it up. They all need to make a basic reflex save.
Okay.
Basically, I within a 10-foot burst, any unattended objects in the area are animated and they all fucking failed.
Shit.
Anything in that room that's not nailed down, basically any rubble, any bodies, anything that's not nailed down. Is just gonna start attacking them.
Wait, what?
Just flying and attack them.
This doesn't make sense.
What do you mean?
So it's like Beauty and the Beast.
You use your mind to manipulate unattended objects in the area, temporarily animating them to attack. The objects hover in the air, then hurl themselves at nearby creatures in a chaotic flurry of debris. This assault deals 2d10 bludgeoning damage. Oh. Each creature in the area. And on subsequent rounds, you can sustain the spell, dealing 1d10 bludgeon damage to each creature in the area.
My god.
It is like Beauty and the Beast.
So, they all take 11 points of damage.
Is there anything for critically failing the save? If it's a basic reflex save,
yeah.
It's double damage.
It's double damage then. It doesn't say anything about anything special about if they critically fail it.
Okay, so the 8 is a 9, is a 17, and the 9 is an 18.
The 17 fails.
The 17 fails.
The 17 critically fails. And you said 19?
The 17 critically fails?
I'm sorry. 17 fails, yeah.
Okay. And a 19.
And a 19.
The one?
Yeah, that fails. If they meet my DC, do they fail?
They pass.
They pass. You sure?
Yes.
Okay, what about that 2? What's that 2?
That 2 is an 11.
So close. Okay. Yes.
But one of them takes... double damage.
So 22 points of damage.
And just is eviscerated.
Dead.
By the pebbles, buttons, there's bones on the mm-hmm. ground that just impale him.
Okay.
Just full-on bodies flying at him.
Yeah, and bodies too.
Yes, the bodies.
There's no weight limit to it's just, it says objects unattended. So, yeah. And then I would say a corpse is an object.
Yes, a corpse is an object.
Okay, so yeah.
We're gonna roll initiative.
Okay.
That was beautiful.
I didn't think this would happen.
I told you I'm gonna blow him up.
Well, takes 11 points of damage.
Well, that was your problem. 24. You just didn't think with your smooth brain. I got a 15.
That is an amazing spell.
It's perfect for her. Her main spell is telekinetic projectile. So animated assault is just like the next best thing.
Is that your level 2 spell?
Yes, that is one of my new level 2 spells.
It is pretty cool. Grimlock got a 23 initiative.
Bitch is just in there. Be my guest.
Grimlock, what'd you get?
23.
Snap.
15.
And the Carmen?
15.
Fidget.
26.
Jeez, dude. And they get a... They get a 5. Cool.
I saw there was one more D20 in there, so I hope that... I wonder if that's Naz or another one of these creatures or just a standard buyer.
So, Fidget, that was your turn.
Yeah.
We're going to say that. So, Grimlock, it's your turn now.
Okay. I don't even know if I'll be able to get to them. So I use 2 movement speed to get to here, to inside their room, and I'm going to attack this one in front of me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, could I not?
Things are still flying. These are flying around. It's a danger zone.
Everything in that place gets attacked.
Yeah, it says creature.
Oh,
it doesn't say enemy.
That makes sense now.
Yeah.
So even Grimlock won't do this. Okay.
You can be here and be safe.
Okay, well, he still moves up.
Here, you can be here, yeah.
That's not in the room.
Okay, and then from here, I'm going to attack this one on the left of me. Roll a 20.
20 is going to hit.
Okay, 12 points of damage. My weapon is no longer overdrive. It's been past a minute.
All right, you cleave this guy, and he's dead.
Nice.
So, can you show us the rest of the room now?
Oh, yeah. I guess I could. What you guys see is a big room.
Oh, perfect. Naz doesn't get hit by it. He's out of range of it.
Yeah, you got really lucky with that.
I tell the group, "Oh, I see our friend."
And he does not look good. He's frozen in place.
He does not look good.
10 feet high.
I start calling to him, and my turn's over.
Okay. And Carmen.
The storm thing is still raging.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go through 10. Can I go this?
You can be fine. You'll be fine as long as you don't end your turn in it.
I don't think you can attack from it.
Ooh. Huh?
I don't think you... Oh, you meant... I thought you... Never mind. Go on.
So this is my first movement. Max speed here. And this is where that storm is?
Yes. 10 feet area from there. Are you drawing it out, Nate?
You say it's this whole area right here, you know? Technically, Chris is in it because he's still like. Because imagine I put it here, like on top of that. I in my head, I centered it on that light.
All right, well, I'm gonna attack.
Okay.
Wow, rolled a 2. Hero point. Woo! 18 plus a 9, 27.
That's a critical hit.
Beautiful. 12.
You pierce it right through its chest, and it goes limp on your rapier.
Beautiful. With that being said, I'm going to move all the way across the room.
As there's bones and bodies just circling around this room, you get out of it.
Definitely nimbly dodged everything.
Wait, how many attacks did you do? Oh, you hero point. Sorry, new hero point. Sorry,
yeah,
I forgot.
Snap, it's your turn.
Okay. Snap will go up to the boy Grimlock, and... Has it been long enough to do battle medicine on him?
How long has it been?
I would say, because
it's been...
it's been
I would say yes. Go ahead, pull it off.
All right.
You don't need to use it.
Yeah. Sure, that's good. Let's do it. You look like you're about to die. Now one coming in. 26. Is that... Okay. Damn it. I don't know how much that is. What's it called?
Battle medicine, heal check, right? Or medicine check.
Yeah, but what's the normal one called? All right. Well, while I do this, that'll be my turn. Because, well, actually,
let me see how far this is. Regains 4d8 health points, hit points.
Whoa.
Okay. I'll move snowflakes right behind or to right. Yeah, right. And then so 48. Bop. 20 HP, baby.
Wow, you did.
Saved your life.
Damn.
That's what I do. And then that'll be my turn.
It's its turn. And it looks at what's happening around it. It grabs Naz and starts sprinting out. But it can only get to here.
Is there a tunnel?
Yep.
They should see that. Like,
I'm opening it up right now. And that's its turn. I think it's still within the thing, though.
Wait, where's Naz going?
It grabbed Naz and it's running.
The last guy? Oh, okay. I was like, what?
It put it over its shoulder and it sprints out the room.
Oh, this sounds like a job for whatchamacallit.
Oh boy. So is combat over?
No.
Fuck, okay. Never mind.
Why would it matter? You could still do everything that you couldn't do in combat.
No. I'm just asking, like, because if we're still in combat, then I'm still stuck to waiting until my turn to do something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it is Fidget's turn.
Fidget will drop the spell.
Alrighty.
There's no more animated assault. She saw that they ran that way, so she's going to... One, two, three, four, five. Cut him off with the pass.
All right.
And during this time, she's loading her sling. And then when she hits the corner, she sees the fuckhead. She'll sling him. Drop our clown.
Ooh. Nice.
Is that a hit, Joe?
That's a hit.
It's 18 hit. All right. I don't have to add my modifiers. Unfortunately, it's a sling, so it's not going to be doing a whole lot. But she's blocking the path. It's going to be a 3.
Okay. Stand your ground, Fidget.
Fidget.
Yeah.
You see that there's a hallway right there.
Fuck.
Oh, no.
Well, then, wait. I wouldn't have slung then.
No, that's fair. You see a hallway there.
Okay.
And you see a hallway behind you.
All right, she'll move. She'll use her last action to stride to there, and then she'll just like try to look as big as opposing as she can. Like keep her,
make yourself big.
Yeah, and that's it. Like she used all three of her actions to get to that spot, so you can't run away to trap it.
All right, Grimlock, it's your turn.
All right, I am moving up, and then I'm going to sweep attack. No, just kidding. Trip attack. Go for his legs.
Oh!
19 plus 5, 24 for your 42 DC. Okay. And then...
It drops Naz.
Drops Naz. He's on the floor. I'm going for an attack. My last action. 22 attack.
That hits.
8 damage. I'm rolling fire today.
You kill it.
Never happens. Killed it.
You killed it.
Boom.
You killed the combat. You killed the day, Chris.
I killed the day. Killed it.
Killed all my hopes and dreams of having fun with combats.
Don't have legs, then I can't trip you, okay?
There you go. Yeah. That's how Pokemon escape Earthquake.
Exactly.
You guys have recovered Naz. He is frozen in place. His eyes are wide open. He has bite marks on his calves. And his...
Like he's cold frozen or like petrified or paralyzed?
He looks paralyzed.
Well,
he is our Han Solo.
I owe you an apology. I'm sorry. I thought Naz is capable of handling himself, but you were right. We should have followed your nose in the first place. So I'm sorry.
Snap's just shaking his head, checking on Naz.
All right. Can we check this room? What's going on here? What's going on in this room while he checks on Naz?
What's going on in this room? I roll a 16 perception. What's happening?
Yeah. Where's the treasure?
Does really care about Naz, huh?
Give me the loot.
We got him back.
He's fine.
We got him back. Our doctor is looking at him. What else can I do?
So, you look around 17. This room. It's a catacomb. That statue is really cool. It starts up as a cloud, and I'm sorry, it starts as waves, and then it slowly forms into an upper body of a very like sculpted man, but it's like made out of clouds, and it's holding a trident.
Who is it?
You need to do a religion check.
It's a Poseidon?
No one has religion.
Really cool. I could do my untrained improvisation.
Oh, yeah, do your untrained improvisation.
If Joe allows it.
Do it.
All right. Plus one to religion check. Let's go. 12.
You know that Gazra had very close, like chief servants.
What is it made out of?
Okay.
Marble.
Oh
wow!
And in front of it is a like brazier that's just constantly going, like it's magical.
Wait, there's like a magical item that we could take from it?
No, it's stuck into the ground.
Are you sure? Is this like a Excalibur kind of situation
where we can try to pull it out?
Yeah,
I want that.
You want to pull out the like campfire that's in front of it?
Yeah, I'm gonna start chiseling around it. 31 total crafting.
He rolled a nat 20, dude. You can't not let him take it. He rolled a nat 20.
I know how the structure of this floor works. I could easily deserve it.
When Fidget casts the animate object spell, it loosened up the ground around it, and you are able to chisel this magical brazier that stays lit.
It's not.
It weighs. Not, what?
Brazier.
What? You know what it's called?
It's brazier.
Brazier.
Brazier's a bra.
Shit. Oh, I thought it was a brazier. I don't want it anymore.
You take the lamp that weighs 40 pounds.
40? Okay. Yeah. I'm just going to take it back up top, and when we're done with this, I'll take it home.
Hey, Ada Karma, can you help me with this? I thought it'd be pretty cool for the camp. What do you think?
You know what? This is like, I honestly am just so amazed right now that you were even able to manipulate this at all. Like, yeah, sure, I'll help.
It's really easy, actually. The flooring has, I just have this solvent to dissolve the, you know, the paste and the tile, and it was really easy, actually.
Yeah, no, proud of you. Good job.
Yep, thank you.
Okay.
As the rest of the room, you look around, the bones that have flown everywhere, the bones have like little bite marks on it, like they were being chewed into.
Yeah, can Fidget, like, I try to identify what these creatures were, or do I need religion for that?
No, you can definitely just try to do it with, oh wait, nope, that's religion.
All right, fine. I look around in the room for anything else, and is there nothing else in this room besides just the thing?
There's a cloak that seems oddly, like, in good working condition for being down.
What does it look like?
Looks like a pelt. Like a grayish pelt.
Like an animal pelt?
Yeah.
I think that's what a pelt would be.
Well, he said cloak first, so it's a cloak made out of pelt?
Oh, yeah. Is it a cloak or a pelt, Joe?
You say tomato, I say tomato.
No, you say cloak and you say pelt. I want to know which one it is.
So is it a cloak of fur? Is it a fur cloak?
It's a fur cloak.
Okay.
It's mangy. It's brown and gray. And it looks like coyote fur.
Mangy. They have coyotes in this world?
She'll take it. Roll it up, put it in her
It's magical.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I don't know that.
I mean, you have occultism.
I didn't roll for it though. But no, I mean you know, and I don't have identify, so or detect magic, so.
Oh shit!
But
wow, I just wasted a nat 20.
I'll take it, and I will roll it up and put it in my bag.
That was supposed to be a perception check.
Besides,
I wanted to know identify what that thing was.
You it's a cloak.
Okay. You're selling. Okay.
Couldn't tell Fizzer what it was. Damn.
And that's the whole floor. That's it.
That's the whole floor.
That's the whole room. Sorry.
Naz
is starting to breathe normally again. His eyes are starting to water. His eye, sorry. And I think that's a great place for us to pick it up next week.
Before that, since you just like gave it to us, I guess Fidget just knows what it does. Yeah? Is that what you're implying?
So you're going to roll an occultism.
You already told me what it was. So did I?
I told you that it looked
you
like that.
You told Nate.
Yeah, you told Nate. You told me, the player. Like, so, like, do I need to roll for what to identify it as Fidget?
No, you got it. It's a coyote cloak. You had one when you were a kid.
Sure. Yeah, whatever. fucking hell.
There we go.
She'll approach Snap and hand it to him. And just say, I found this, and it seems like a really good fit for you, Snap, especially since, like, you know, we had to use your tracking skills to find Naz, and, you know, we owe it to you to find him, so this will help with that and make you the one even better tracker than you know. So, yeah, that's it.
And for some reason, Fidget, it was really, really hard to give that away.
Joe's confusing me over here. I don't know what's going on anymore.
It really
you hear it talking to you.
No,
it was really hard, but not enough. But not hard enough for me to roll with
Coyote Pelt of Madness.
No, like no joke.
It's magically infused with rabies.
Swear you heard a voice in your head that sounds a lot like you. That's saying, "Aw."
But I didn't. So Cyanide. That's
no, you did hear it. It was there.
Vitya has enough voices in her head. This one voice quietly signed. Yeah, can't really make quiet. It above the rest really, of the really noise quiet. Going on up there.
And we'll see each other next time.
Next week.
Hey y'all, thanks for listening to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. You can catch us on Twitter at Makers Misfits, on Instagram, Makers Misfits. We even have a Gmail, makersmisfits@gmail.com. Please tell your friends, tell your coworkers, the person next to you, the person sitting across the hall from you, tell them to listen to our podcast. Like, rate, review, subscribe, pray, whatever you need to do. Help us get our voices heard. Have a good week, y'all.